A Profex alapfokú nyelvvizsga első vizsgaszövegét fogja hallani. Kérem, olvass el az első feladatlapot, erre egy perc áll rendelkezésére. Most háromszor egymás után fogja hallani a szöveget. A harmadik meghallgatás után 2 perc áll a rendelkezésére az első feladatlap kitöltésére.
Noise. If you are suffering from noise nuisance, for example, from a neighbor, construction site, or local business, this may be treated as a criminal offense. You should first try to resolve the problem by speaking to the people concerned. If this does not work, you can complain to the Environmental Health Department of your local authority, which must investigate the complaint. If the authority accepts the complaint as justified, it can serve an abatement notice, which will order that the noise nuisance is stopped and not repeated. Someone served with an abatement notice can appeal. If they do not appeal, or the court upholds the notice, they must comply with the notice. If they do not comply, they may be committing a criminal offense. All local authorities have the power to deal with noise nuisance from vehicle alarms. They have the power to break into the vehicle and silence the alarm. The local authority also has the power to deal immediately with noise coming from licensed premises at night, between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. First of all, it will formally warn the person responsible for the noise, and then if they don't stop within the time set out in the warning, usually 10 minutes, the local authority can impose a fixed penalty fine on them or prosecute them. It can also seize the equipment making the noise. Noise. If you are suffering from noise nuisance, for example, from a neighbor, construction site, or local business, this may be treated as a criminal offense. You should first try to resolve the problem by speaking to the people concerned. If this does not work, you can complain to the Environmental Health Department of your local authority, which must investigate the complaint. If the authority accepts the complaint as justified, it can serve an abatement notice, which will order that the noise nuisance is stopped and not repeated. Someone served with an abatement notice can appeal. If they do not appeal, or the court upholds the notice, they must comply with the notice. If they do not comply, they may be committing a criminal offense. All local authorities have the power to deal with noise nuisance from vehicle alarms. They have the power to break into the vehicle and silence the alarm. The local authority also has the power to deal immediately with noise coming from licensed premises at night, between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. First of all, it will formally warn the person responsible for the noise. And then if they don't stop within the time set out in the warning, usually 10 minutes, the local authority can impose a fixed penalty fine on them or prosecute them. It can also seize the equipment making the noise. Noise. If you are suffering from noise nuisance, for example, from a neighbor, construction site, or local business, this may be treated as a criminal offense. You should first try to resolve the problem by speaking to the people concerned. If this does not work, you can complain to the Environmental Health Department of your local authority, which must investigate the complaint. If the authority accepts the complaint as justified, it can serve an abatement notice, which will order that the noise nuisance is stopped and not repeated. Someone served with an abatement notice can appeal. If they do not appeal or the court upholds the notice, they must comply with the notice. If they do not comply, they may be committing a criminal offense. All local authorities have the power to deal with noise nuisance from vehicle alarms. They have the power to break into the vehicle and silence the alarm. The local authority also has the power to deal immediately with noise coming from licensed premises at night, between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. First of all, it will formally warn the person responsible for the noise. And then if they don't stop within the time set out in the warning, usually 10 minutes, the local authority can impose a fixed penalty fine on them or prosecute them. It can also seize the equipment making the noise.
A PROFEX alapfokú nyelvvizsga második vizsgaszövegét fogja hallani. Kérem, olvassa el a második feladatlapot, erre egy perc áll rendelkezésére. Most háromszor egymás után fogja hallani a szöveget. A harmadik meghallgatás után 2 perc áll rendelkezésére a feladatlap kitöltésére.
Privacy laws in the workplace. Interview with an employment attorney. Can an employer fire a worker over personal beliefs?
Federal law does prohibit discrimination based on an employee's religious beliefs. Many state laws do prohibit that. California, for example, is a state that prohibits discrimination based on an employee's religious beliefs. If the person's religious beliefs are affecting their performance in the workplace, such as they're trying to convert other employees and are using their religious beliefs in a disruptive manner, then an employer in certain circumstances may be able to take disciplinary actions against that employee. However, you need to be very cautious when doing so.
Can a company read employees' email messages?
A company can read an employee's email messages when that employee is using the company's internet or the company computer. What this is going to depend upon is what that particular company's policies state. It's a very good idea to advise your employees that the company has a right to inspect email and voicemail and the like.
Can a company randomly search employees to discourage theft?
Generally, a company can conduct random searches to protect against things such as employee theft, but again, this is going to depend upon that employer's particular personal policy. You do want to advise your employees in advance that random searches can be conducted. Typically, an employer's workplace is something that they have a right to inspect, including something such as an employee's desk and an employee's computer.
Privacy laws in the workplace. Interview with an employment attorney. Can an employer fire a worker over personal beliefs?
Federal law does prohibit discrimination based on an employee's religious beliefs. Many state laws do prohibit that. California, for example, is a state that prohibits discrimination based on an employee's religious beliefs. If the person's religious beliefs are affecting their performance in the workplace, such as they're trying to convert other employees and are using their religious beliefs in a disruptive manner, then an employer in certain circumstances may be able to take disciplinary actions against that employee. However, you need to be very cautious when doing so.
Can a company read employees' email messages?
A company can read an employee's email messages when that employee is using the company's internet or the company computer. What this is going to depend upon is what that particular company's policies state. It's a very good idea to advise your employees that the company has a right to inspect email and voicemail and the like.
Can a company randomly search employees to discourage theft?
Generally, a company can conduct random searches to protect against things such as employee theft, but again, this is going to depend upon that employer's particular personal policy. You do want to advise your employees in advance that random searches can be conducted. Typically, an employer's workplace is something that they have a right to inspect, including something such as an employee's desk and an employee's computer.
Privacy laws in the workplace. Interview with an employment attorney. Can an employer fire a worker over personal beliefs?
Federal law does prohibit discrimination based on an employee's religious beliefs. Many state laws do prohibit that. California, for example, is a state that prohibits discrimination based on an employee's religious beliefs. If the person's religious beliefs are affecting their performance in the workplace, such as they're trying to convert other employees and are using their religious beliefs in a disruptive manner, then an employer in certain circumstances may be able to take disciplinary actions against that employee. However, you need to be very cautious when doing so.
Can a company read employees' email messages?
A company can read an employee's email messages when that employee is using the company's internet or the company computer. What this is going to depend upon is what that particular company's policies state. It's a very good idea to advise your employees that the company has a right to inspect email and voicemail and the like.
Can a company randomly search employees to discourage theft?
Generally, a company can conduct random searches to protect against things such as employee theft, but again, this is going to depend upon that employer's particular personal policy. You do want to advise your employees in advance that random searches can be conducted. Typically, an employer's workplace is something that they have a right to inspect, including something such as an employee's desk and an employee's computer.